As we come into the weekly close, the story is a story of the market continuing to reprice Fed expectations, putting the pivot trade to rest, and coming to terms with the fact that higher for longer is still very much a reality. At the same time, given how much data we have seen pointing to the need for the Fed to keep moving ahead with higher rates, it's arguably somewhat unsettling to see just how well stocks have held up. We believe the market is still trying to look for anything and everything it can hang on to feel good about the Fed nearing peak rates. Later today, the market will get another important indicator in the form of U.S. core PCE. If this comes in above forecast, it could trigger another wave of broad-based risk-off flow and dollar demand. The only other update worth noting right now are comments from incoming BOJ governor earlier today. Ueda said that the bank would stop its massive buying of bonds if it reached its target of stable 2% inflation, but added it would still take time to reach that goal. The key takeaway here is that it doesn't feel like there will ultimately be much change to BOJ policy, and we'll get more of the same, more of that status quo. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German consumer confidence and GDP reads, Canada manufacturing and wholesale sales, and U.S. data in the form of personal income, personal spending, the already mentioned core PCE read, new home sales, and Michigan sentiment. We also get central bank speak from Fed's Mester and Jefferson, along with speak from BOE's Tenreiro. That's all.